We're here in the studio with Simone Davis, who is passing through town from Tallahassee, Oklahoma. Welcome to North Troy.
Thank you. It's my first time here.
I was reading a little bit about you over the time waiting for you to arrive here, and it just opened up this whole vista for me that I was completely unfamiliar with. Tallahassee, Oklahoma, not real familiar with it, and definitely not familiar that it's the oldest all-black town in Indian Territory. Can you fill us in a bit on that? How did that come to pass?
Yes, and so Tallahassee, Oklahoma really is older than the state of Oklahoma. And it's been around since the mid-1800s by way of the Creek Nation. And so Native Americans owned slaves in Oklahoma. And part of the 1865 treaty, which is a year after the official Emancipation Proclamation, Native Americans were still owning slaves in Indian Territory because it wasn't a state. And so part of this legalities was to give Creek freedmen, which were former slaves of the Creek Nation, land allotments. And so Tallahassee becomes the oldest surviving all-black town due to the Creek Nation having to give Native or former slaves land.
And why did the Indian Territory follow the trajectory of the emancipation movement? Were they forced to because of their status in the United States, or was there a parallel freedom struggle amongst black people in Oklahoma and the Indian Territory?
Well, I would say the history and the research of Native Americans owning slaves is still fairly new to me and to a lot of people I've discovered. Like, wait, you mean tell me Native Americans own slaves? And so the journey to discover how this really coalesced is still new. But the Trail of Tears is a huge major transition for not only Native Americans, but for also Black Americans. And during that Trail of Tears, Native Americans were also coming to the Indian Territory with their slaves.
Well, it's interesting. It's a whole, as you say, a whole new vista. It reminds me of when you look into the history of the Maroons in Jamaica, the escaped slaves who created their own nation, really up in the mountains. They became slave catchers as part of the deal to stay free. And I think this happens across human history, that people you would think would be least likely to be in the slave trade are, just for reasons of self survival and who knows what else.
And there's a lot of history that we are now discovering. And so when you look at the South, you will find that the civilized tribes, right, they were trying to assimilate to the culture of that time. And thinking that if they did, they would keep their lands. But as we know with, you know, American history, they were eventually forced off their lands as well. And so it does become an interesting story of like the oppressing as well of this regenerative cycle of like just oppression.
Now, you are from, or you're in Tallahassee now, but did you grow up there? Or how did you make your way there?
Thank you for asking. So I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri, which is about 4 hours from Oklahoma. There's a couple of unique serendipitous moments that has happened in the last 2 years, 2 or 3 years. And just a quick recap. So I have 2 master's degrees, and my first is in media studies and my second is in education. And so I was teaching 11th and 12th grade students in Kansas City, Kansas, when this calling to build a black boarding school happened. I was praying, I'm very spiritual, praying one night, and I heard a voice say, "You are to start a black boarding school." And that was November 2018. I was working on my second master's at the time in education, teach English as a second language. I have a certificate in international advocacy in leadership as well. So this is Kansas City, Missouri, 2019. I then started to have a research trip, take research trips to Oklahoma in 2019, and stumbled upon Tallahassee, met the mayor of Tallahassee. And side note, my ancestry is from Tallahassee area, which I did not know until a year ago when I was already on this journey, already moved to Oklahoma. And so there's 2 pieces of building this black boarding school that brings me to Oklahoma and also rediscovering my own ancestry.
Yeah, interesting. Well, we're speaking with Simone Davis, who is launching a black boarding school in Tallahassee, Oklahoma. the oldest all-black town in Indian Territory. It's also a town where she's the city manager. Is that something that's an elected position, or is it appointed, or how does that work?
Yeah, I was voted in by the Board of Trustees in September 2020 by way of building this black boarding school again. So it's been an interesting journey. I moved to Oklahoma June 2020 in the middle of a pandemic, which was interesting. And then I felt led to quit my job in August. And at this time, I was still actually managing high schools through a nonprofit organization in Kansas City, Kansas. And so about 2 weeks later, I was voted in as town manager, city manager of Oklahoma, or of Tallahassee, Oklahoma.
Well, we clearly have several interviews worth of material here, but we're going to focus in on the black boarding school idea, because to me, it's a universal challenge. How do you improve education for people who've been historically denied it? Certainly a case here in North Central Troy, where the lack of education, lack of access to education, is one of the things that keeps people in the situation that they're in. And it doesn't seem like there's any clear path forward. What we're doing doesn't work. What are you trying to do? Something different.
Innovative. Trying to bring an innovative solution. My background, I've created systems since I was 23 years old. And so in different settings, I worked in Inglewood, I worked in Compton, Koreatown, worked for the second largest school district in the nation, so LAUSD, Los Angeles Unified School District. And I've been around a lot of educational systems. I've also struggled with public education, private education, rural, suburban, when it comes and deals with the black and brown child. And so again, when I was teaching, it was my first introduction to what's actually happening in the schools. And my background as a researcher is ethnography. And so I'm trained as an ethnographer, which is a researcher who studies cultures by being immersed in the environment. And so teaching, I had this kind of insider outsider point of view where it was like, I'm here at the schools, but I'm actually researching mechanisms and understanding what's really happening in public school education. Kingdom Come International, the school that I'm building in Tallahassee, Oklahoma, will be the only school in the world at this point, and I've done my research, will be the only school really dedicated to the African diaspora. And so the mission statement for Kingdom Come International is to educationally empower, unite, and inspire children within the African diaspora, ages 12 through 18, while providing a safe, holistic living environment to learn.
We're going to run into trouble here in this interview because we're going to run out of time. So before we do that, why don't you tell folks how they can find out more about this project, how they can support it?
Find me on social media at this point. So my Instagram handle is Only One Simone, which is OnlyOneCymone. Facebook, Simone Davis. And you can also email me. And my email address is kingdomcomeschool@gmail.com.
How many people are you thinking will be supported by the school? How many students could there be?
Oh, so this is a grand and big idea. Ultimately, the school will be looked upon or managed like a mini HBCU. And an HBCU is a historically black college university. And my alma mater is an HBCU. I actually attended an HBCU at age 17. I'm in South Carolina called Claflin University. So the concept of the school is to create a mini HBCU for students 12 through 18, or ages 12 through 18, so we can actually start earlier in having this educational, this safe boarding way of learning before they even go to college. The whole goal for the school is to eradicate the school-to-prison pipeline while creating generational wealth for children and families. So this is a big idea. This is going to be huge. And I'm excited because next month is our first board member meeting for the school. And so things are rapidly moving in a grand and amazing way.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to have you back again on your next swing through town, find out more about how things are going with the school, and hear more of your stories. Thank you so much for stopping by, Simone Davis.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This has been a pleasure.